Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. All right. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here with the Wrestle Horror Podcast. And as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, how are you?
Oh, doing good. How's everybody doing out there?
And on this episode of the Wrestle Horror Podcast, we're going to concentrate on the horror side. We do a little bit too much of the wrestling. We're trying to balance it out a little bit. So I reached out to a good friend of mine. His name is Justin Hamlin. He's an author and a writer. Justin, how are you?
Good evening. I'm doing all good. Just enjoying this beautiful, snowy Wisconsin night. How are you guys?
You know, it's a little warmer down here, but not much.
Yeah.
But Justin, you know, you and I have known each other for a few years now, and when I first met you, you were writing for Ravenous Monster Webzine. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about Ravenous Monster?
Ravenous Monster Webzine was created by Jason Thorson, a gentleman who I actually met through Craigslist about 8 years ago. He was starting up a website looking for some help. And it just so happened, you know, he riffs on horror. I'm a big horror fan. So it kind of became a friendship made in heaven, you know, a horror bromance, so to speak. And I've been writing for him, haven't in a little while. And certainly most of that's just due to busy scheduling, but it's an awesome website. You know, I was blessed to be able to win a Rondo Hatton Award in 2016 for some content I did on a Christopher Lee tribute. And it was real special for me to win, but it was even more special that the horror zine also won for best horror website that year. So they're doing good things over there for sure.
Definitely, definitely. You also wrote a book.
I did, yeah. I got a short story collection called Thicker Than Blood. It's a handful of short stories kind of inspired by everything that inspired me. Twilight Zone, Stephen King, R.L. Stein, just kind of a lifetime of horror put into a collection of short stories. So that was a lot of fun, and I'm currently working on finishing up the second collection now. So I hope to have that out later this year.
So you are definitely staying busy, my friend.
I'm trying. You know how it goes. You know, horror, you know, Halloween 24/7, 365.
Absolutely. You know, Donnie here, he's kind of new to, he loves horror, kind of new to the haunt business.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's how he and I hooked up, is because he wanted some help in the haunt side of things, and he's being a wrestling promoter. I wanted to get involved in that. So that's kind of how Wrestle Horror came to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But you know, you and I, you know, we've got our connections with people like Nez and Laura Dark and all those good people.
Oh yeah.
You started mentioning some of your inspirations when you were just explaining your book. Let's dig a little bit more into that, because I'm curious as to really what was the first thing that made Justin think horror, I love this. I mean, what was the first thing that really crossed your mind with that?
It's a good question. You know, I would, my mom was you know, my all-time favorite horror buddy, and she raised me on the stuff. You know, I remember as a kid watching Little Monsters, a movie with Howie Mandel and the Savage Boys, and kind of getting integrated into horror probably a little too soon. As far as, you know, seeing The Exorcist when I was 7 and, you know, watching Halloween and all this stuff, but she loved it. And it was a way that we were able to connect. And I remember at a pretty early age realizing that it scared the hell out of me, but at the same time, I couldn't get enough of it, you know? So I found myself really feeling, you know, I caught the horror bug early, and it's all thanks to my awesome mom, you know, who passed away a couple of years ago. And now it's kind of become something where I'm able to continue celebrating the genre we both love, kind of out of respect for her and in memory of her.
Okay. And all right, this would probably be a harder question. It could be an easier question. It depends on how you look at it.
Sure.
Your favorite all-time horror character?
You know, it is a hard question. I'm currently watching that Netflix series, the Dracula series that just came out. So okay. I'm Team Drac right now. But I think of all time, I think my favorite character, probably Van Helsing. He's a guy I've always been real fascinated with. You know, this guy, I mean, just imagine and making a living hunting monsters. And there's just so much, what I feel, you know, untapped potential with that character. And everything he's been portrayed in, mostly Anthony Hopkins playing him and Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula. Mm-hmm. I just love it. So I'm gonna vote for Team Van Helsing.
Okay, interesting. Not the answer I expected, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah, right. I try to get a little fancy for you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite genre? Do you have a certain favorite genre that you more or less lean to?
Definitely. I like the Gothic stuff. You know, I'm a big fan of the older writings. I'm a huge fan of creature features. You know, that's another one, whether it be books or movies. So it's a nice little mix, and I was able to kind of celebrate all of it, you know, with my short story collection. And as far as like my library and, you know, watch list goes, it's a little bit of everything. So, you know, I try to keep it pretty eclectic.
Cool.
That's, you know, one thing that's always I've admired about you is you are just into this to win it. I mean, you are a horror fan's horror fan, in my opinion. I mean, you just, every time I see your post, there's some kind of horror in there. Which is great.
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, there's no problem with that whatsoever. Yeah. So it's
right, like, no.
It's a lot of fun, and you know, I've loved all your work, and I've read some of your articles on Ravenous Monster, and
sure.
And you know, Jason and I have the same birthday.
Nice. Okay.
March
3rd. It's a good birthday. Yeah. Very nice. Good birthday buddy to have. He's a good man. And, you know, I appreciate the kind words about my stuff. And I've always, you know, I reached out to you because I was a fan of yours. You know, you're a gentleman who, fascinated me with what you do. And it's awesome seeing, you know, you keeping that Halloween spirit alive and seeing what you can come up with every year. So it's a mutual admiration.
Well, I've taken a little step back this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to regroup and, you know, take care of some issues, health issues that I've had.
Sure.
I'm by no means leaving the industry. I'm just mm-hmm. taking some time for myself.
There you go.
Do a few things to get me healthier and get me back in there stronger than ever when I go back. So.
Awesome. Well, we need you. We're looking forward to having you back. And in the meantime, just kick back and definitely get to watch some good movies and some good good wrestling, hopefully.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Oh, and more than just watching it, I'm a ring announcer for New Ohio Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very so, cool.
I enjoy that. And as a matter of fact, you brought up wrestling. Donnie is the owner of New Ohio Wrestling, and every year in Columbus at the beginning of March, right after mine and Jason's birthdays this year, they have the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo along with the rest of the Arnold Classic. And we do a 2-day wrestling show at the Kids and Teens Expo with a huge tournament. We do what, like 50 matches in 2 days?
The tournament itself is 57, but it's pretty much like over 60 matches when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's a lot of action going on. Arnold himself got involved in our finals match last year and interfered.
Yep.
and cost the bad guy the belt.
That's awesome. Very cool.
It was. And I know you don't watch a lot of wrestling, but I know you've heard some of the wrestling names. Is there any name that stands out to you?
You know, I got a lot of friends who, you know, obviously, like, I was in middle school and high school in a big, you know, the Stone Cold Steve Austin era. So
okay.
everybody knew him. These days, you know, it's like I said, it's more of a passing interest, no disrespect to the hobby or the, you know, in the career. But I think, you know, I hear about, you know, Roman Reigns and,
right.
you know, guys like that. That's a big popular one. I hear that name constantly. And, you know, I've looked them up, you know, and I try to at least enjoy a semi-coherent conversation when, you know, I'm talking to my wrestling buddy. But mostly I'm just a student of the skills. So I just kind of sit back and listen.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with
that. What about you guys?
As far as
what? Like current wrestlers that you're enjoying that are doing something neat.
Well, you know, that really depends, because on a national level, you know, with the highly televised wrestling shows, I'm a fan of Jon Moxley, also known as Dean Ambrose, or formerly known as Dean Ambrose. But I really am enjoying a lot of the indie talent. There's a small promotion just a few miles from my house that has shows every Friday that I go to. And then, of course, with New Ohio Wrestling, the talent pool there, I'll throw it out there. Brandon Fields, in spite of the fact that he's a heel, I really like his work.
Fair enough.
And of course, I don't think I told you, Justin, but, on Thursday of this week, I am officially adopting my stepdaughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's an adult. She's 23.
Awesome.
She has been training to be a wrestler since October.
Nice. Very cool.
She is taking a training class at the same place we go to every Friday. And she's being trained by one of the big names in the wrestling business as far as trainers go. And his name is Cody Hawk.
Okay.
And he's trained people like Jon Moxley. Sammy Callahan with Impact Wrestling and Eli Drake with NWA. So she's got... Wow. Good school going and a great teacher. So those are people, and I admire her, and I get to live vicariously through her because I'm too old
sure.
to be in the ring.
Sure.
Other than to announce.
Right.
But I'm really enjoying it. And I know Donnie, you know, it's Donnie's business. So Donnie, enjoys it as well. I mean, don't make me do all the talking here, Donnie.
Oh no, I was just letting you answer his question. But mine was more. I've been a bad guy at heart my whole life. I started out watching, liking wrestling and liking the Four Horsemen, the Ric nice. Flair and Arn Anderson. Bruiser Brody was I was a big fan of his. But Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, those kind of the crazy bad guys.
Yeah,
and even when I started wrestling back in 97, that was what I did. I was always a bad guy for the most part.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's just kind of like right now, if I have a favorite one that I don't watch a lot of mainstream wrestling these days, but Baron Corbin is probably one of my favorites just because he's pretty much one of the few natural heels that's left out there.
True. Nice.
TV. It's like, so, you know, nice. All the bad guys are wanting to get cheered nowadays, and it just ain't the same. So, but, yeah, so that's who I pretty much am into right now at the moment.
So,
none.
Justin, have you been to any horror conventions recently?
You know, I missed AIDS of the Dead this year. I was really looking forward to going to that one. I went last year and had the pleasure to meet Clive Barker, which was, you know, an immediate and immense, you know, bucket list scratch off for me. But I didn't make it this year. What I did do this year though, and I know we've talked about it a little bit, is I worked at a haunted house.
Yes.
For the entire Halloween season. And it was pretty exciting. Abandoned haunted house complex in Wisconsin. And I remember it was always another bucket list for me. I always wanted to work at a haunted house. And I had the chance, you know, I interviewed and met with the guys and, you know, immediately felt like this could be something fun. And within, you know, 30 minutes of my first night there, I remember just thinking, like, this is the life. I absolutely love this. And throughout the season, you know, the year went on. It was, the haunt was recognized as the number two haunt in the Chicagoland area, which was super exciting. We had Miranda Lambert, the country star, come through one night. Got to, you know, our guys got to scare the junk out of her and her crew. And it was just, the experience, though, was the best part. And meeting people, meeting friends, and quickly realizing that you can meet some family members. You know, you can meet people who you can genuinely love and respect and, you know, care about and talk to during the off season. And it's just, it's an awesome camaraderie that I really, really was moved by. And it's a blast. I'm already looking forward to next year.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm glad that you had such a great experience. Let me ask you this. When you got your very first scare, how did it feel? Was that in the
dream? How did I?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you feel? Absolutely. Yeah, it was, I remember it happened and it clicked where not only am I doing this and getting paid for it, but I did it to somebody I have, you know, that I would get punched in the mouth for on the street. You know, I did it to a complete stranger. They're there for it. I delivered. And I mean, yeah, it's just the biggest adrenaline rush, you know, and I mean, you know how it is. And I'm sure, you know, you both know as far as being out there in front of people and delivering something that they want to see. That reaction and that, you know, that energy is just indescribable sometimes.
You just wanted more of it at that point, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted, you know, bring them all through. Let's scare the hell out of everyone. So, yep.
You know, the first couple of times I did it professionally, I didn't want to take a break because I was afraid of missing a scare.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I get it. You know,
no, I'm not taking a break. I'm scaring people.
Right. Yep. I want to be there for everybody. You know, how quick can I reset so I can get as many people as possible?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's been a blast. And, you know, like I said, it was a neat experience. You know, we had a lot of good veterans and I thought that was important to help us, you know, help all the newbies out. Yeah. And the newbies came together, you know, we affectionately, you know, I was in the cornfields. So we affectionately, you know, created what we called our corn family. And I mean, we still keep in touch, you know, we all looked out for one another and it was a blast, a truly unique experience.
That it is one of a kind experience.
Yeah.
That I never have ever regretted and love every time. Like to this day, when I scare somebody, it just, it makes me giggle.
Yes. Sometimes. And you can see it. I mean, you could see your passion in it, you know, in your posts and in your interviews. When I interviewed you, I knew, you know, this is a career scare and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just wish I could make a living doing it.
Right. I know. That's the dream. You know, maybe we'll get there someday.
If we don't, it's okay because I love it. Absolutely do.
Amen.
And I love to pass on my knowledge to anybody I can, like Donnie has really leaned on me for a lot of stuff. And I went out to a friend of mine that runs a haunt in Waverly, Ohio. He's one of my oldest clients. And he loves every time I come out there. I told him I was taking a step back this year. I was just going to do some consulting. He says, I want to book you to consult for my haunt for next year. Sight unseen.
Wow. Nice. That's awesome.
So, yeah, we still got some time. I was just checking the clock.
Sure.
So you've got your taste of haunting. You know what it's like. And being with your mindset, it was just a natural progression for you, was it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was getting to live what I, you know, had kind of stored away in my brain all this time, you know, and it was getting to meet like-minded people and realize that we could create this world, you know, and that was the biggest thing every night we went to do as a team was, you know, this is our world, you know, we're going to throw away everything else, throw away the work problems, the family struggles, the emotional stresses of the day. We're going to get in this cornfield and we're just going to have fun and scare the hell out of people. And it was definitely a seamless transition from things I like to read and watch to things I'm actively doing to other people.
So what kind of character did you play in the cornfield?
My name was Otis, and he progressed throughout the year, which was a lot of fun. As you know, those characters were always progressing and developing and building on them. So at the start of the year, he was a gentleman, a good-hearted fellow who I met the business end of a combine and, you know, had my face and head all ripped open and, you know, a lot of fun with that. Weather played a role in him progressing into a, like an evil scarecrow, you know, kept Otis's, his face wounds dry, so to speak, kept the snow out of his eyes, allowed me to be more of a scarecrow character. Okay. And, as the year went on, that kind of became Otis, more of, you know, this, I made a burlap sack mask and, you know, did it up with some gnarly, you know, like demon teeth and had the, you know, the eye contacts in and, had a couple of different outfits, you know, sometimes I'd, and I'm a big guy as it is, you know, but, sometimes I'd throw a pillow in over the belly, Santa Claus style and look like, you know, I was almost, you know, looking like I was in, fitting a full doorway, you know, to other nights, you know, just wearing the ripped up clothing and scaring the hell out of people in, you know, in the corn. So it was a lot of fun.
So, when it got cold out there, did you find yourself moving a lot more?
I did. And it got cold. I mean, we had, I'm going to get made fun of if I get this number wrong, but I feel like we had three, maybe four snow nights. So we had snow, we had sub 30 degree temperatures, we had pouring rain. The last night we had, I was one of the timekeepers, you know, letting people into the haunt, you know, and, that involved, I mean, just 3-inch puddles of rainwater at your feet. You know, you're just kind of moving to stay warm, like you said.
Right.
And, you know, you got the hand warmers in every pocket you can imagine. You've got, you know, 4 layers of clothes on. So, you know, it was a challenge, but again, you know, it was, I mean, I know you've been in adverse conditions too, I'm sure. And
I have.
You do it cause you love it and you do it because, you know, like they say, the show must go on.
I have worked in rain. I have worked in snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have worked in a silicone mask when it was 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, man. So yeah.
I understand. Mm-hmm. You lose a lot of weight during those seasons.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of warm, just real quick, another exciting thing. I know you're on the circuit with horror conventions and haunt conventions. One thing I'm really looking forward to is wearing that, you know, that winter outfit in the middle of the summer. Abandoned Haunted House was actually invited to be part of the Midwest Haunters Convention this year.
Very
so
cool.
they're part of the bus tour. So you got a number of people, obviously, we're going to be, you know, looking forward to getting some attention and scaring the hell out of as many people as we can in the summertime. And that's going to be a fun challenge because, you know, everything that I wore to keep my character in place and nice and warm in the November and or October, you know, wearing it in July, I imagine I'm going to lose some weight that day.
Well, it's going to be like working in a sauna.
Yeah, sure. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Ever since Midwest moved up to Chicago, I unfortunately have not been yet to the Chicago show. This year is not looking too good either, but you never know, you know. I'll let you know if I can make it up there this year.
If you make it, I will. I'd be more than happy to be, you know, we can be driving Mr. Jim, you know. I'll be your chauffeur and I'll get you around anywhere you need.
Right on. That sounds like fun.
Yep, definitely.
If you when next time you make it to like Days of the Dead or something like that, you know, one thing that Donnie and I have noticed, and you may have noticed too, horror and wrestling go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you see more and more wrestling stars showing up at these conventions.
Sure. Yep.
I've met quite a few at various conventions. And again, it's just another reason why wrestle horror is what it is.
Yeah.
It's the best of both worlds for me, and I get a little bit of everything all the way around, and it keeps me busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
So the clock on the wall says we need to start winding down, but what I would like to do is give you an opportunity to plug anything, any projects, any websites, because we will definitely get it out there on the show.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I would say I run a blog, a horror blog called Mangled Matters. It's mangledmatters.wordpress.com. I'm stuck in WordPress still, looking forward to change that this year. I do have the short story collection coming out that I'm working on and looking forward to sharing that with everybody. And then, of course, like I said, it means a lot to me that Abandoned Haunted House Complex was so accommodating and inviting for me this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone in the middle of summer during the Midwest Haunters Convention. And I'll be sharing all those links as they come out on my Facebook page. You can find me at Justin Hamlin. And I'd love to talk to anybody who wants to talk horror.
And I highly recommend that if you're interested in horror, you talk to this man. He's very well knowledgeable, and he might even give you some inspiration.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I actually, being that we've been talking to him and I've been listening, I've been thinking of some stuff in my head. Being that horror writing and book writing is your background and what you do.
Yeah.
Like for someone like me, I've gotten like 6 horror story outlines on my computer, and that's kind of where they've stayed. It's like I haven't moved any further with them because I don't have experience with horror writing. So, I mean, what kind of advice could you get? Because I know there's a lot of people out there that do what I do, that think of an idea and they jot it down and then they create an outline and then it just collects dust. But what kind of advice could you give for somebody that would be interested in more of the writing part of it?
You know, I think the biggest thing, and you just kind of said it, is I think sometimes people get, a little bummed out, so to speak, when they see, you know, I've got these ideas and I don't know what to do with them. Keep going, you know, go get back to them, write it out. You know, I mean, even the best writers in the world, you know, are typing out trash that we'll never see, but it's part of the process, you know. And I would say just, you know, keep writing. The biggest one for me, you know, I'm kind of self-taught in everything I do with all this stuff, so. I mean, there's incredible interviews and chats on YouTube. You know, I've read up on, of course, Stephen King and Neil Gaiman. Joe Lansdale, I would recommend on Facebook. The guy is like, he's like a free clinic every time he posts. You know, he's posting about tricks of the trade, secrets that he's learned throughout the years. And that's the thing, I think, is just staying positive, not getting, you know, put out, not feeling down about not being able to produce a story, just working on it, you know, and letting it come to you. And sometimes, though, you know, you gotta just kind of put in the initial grunt of kicking that door down and starting it. So I think that's the biggest thing. Always keep learning and know that if you're creating it and you're happy, that's all that counts, man.
Very cool.
Good advice. Well, Justin, thank you so much for being a part of Wrestle Horror this week.
Thank you. It was a blast.
Absolutely. And we'll have to talk again. I mean, when the next book comes out, let's talk about that when you're ready. Because
looking forward to it.
You know, we're wrestling, we're horror, and, you know, sometimes the two don't meet, sometimes they do. It's all good with us.
Yep. Donnie, Jim, it was a blast. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming on and talking to us.
Absolutely.
I am Meat Hook Jim with the Wrestle Horror Podcast, along with Donnie Hoover and Justin Hamlin, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on our YouTube channel, the Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.wrestlehorror.com.